So this week we start a new Chumash, Chumash Bamidbar. And of Chumash Vayikra is called Torah Sakoyanim because it deals primarily with the dinam of Karbonis, which is the duty of Koyanim. In Parshas Bamidbar, we learn primarily about Mitzvahs HaLeviim. And in a way, this Sefer, at least partially, is Sifron Shel Leviim. And in this week's Parsha, in Parshas Bamidbar, one of the mitzvahs we learn is the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash. V'chonu b'nei Yisroel l'shal machneo v'yishal diglo l'tzivoisam v'halaviyim yachanu sovev l'mishkan uvedes v'lo yeh ketzav al adas b'nei Yisroel v'shamru halaviyim es mishmeras mishkan uvedes. Was it only the Leviim that had the mitzvah of Shemiras HaMikdash? No, it was the Koyanim as well. As we learn in Parshas Korach, when Bnei Yisrael came to Moshe and they demanded, then they asked, Hen Guvanu, Kulanu Avodnu, after the terrible Machloikas between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol HaKorei V'Korevel Mishkan Hashem Yomu Zayim Tamnu L'Gvoya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again says, וגם אסך חומת הלוי שבט אביכו הקרב איתכו וילובו אליכו וישרסוכו ושאמרו משמרתכו ומשמרת כלוויהו. So once again in Parshas Koyach we have the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash. The Rambam writes in Perek Ches of Hilchas Beis HaBchira in Halacha Aleph. I would appreciate if I could get either a Rambam or a Minchas Oshan Chumash Bamidbar. I don't know which one is more available in this shul. So if we have a Rambam, Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Sefer Hu Avoda, the Rambam writes in Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, that the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash is not about theft or robbery. It is only Likvoid HaMikdash. It is out of honor to the Beis HaMikdash that they have the mitzvah of Shmira. And in Pashtas, the Shomrei HaMikdash don't really have any specific duty to perform, but rather just Shomrei HaMikdash, like sentinels in a castle or in a palace. So, quoting the Rambam, Perek Ches in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Shmiras HaMikdash mitzvahs asay, v'yaf al pi shein shem pachad ma'oyev v'lo milistim, shein shmiras ha'ele kovoid loy. Ain Idoim a Palterin Shiyesh Olav Shoimrim, a Palterin Shain Olav Shoimrim, Vishmirazumitzvosa Kol Halaila, Vashoimrim Hem, Hakoyanim, Vahaleviim. This mitzvah is incumbent upon the Koyanim and the Leviim, and that is what we learn at the very beginning of Masechet Midas. Vishloishim Akoimis Hakoyanim Shoimrim, Ubuchof Alaf Makoimis Haleviim Shoimrim. So Rambam writes, Shmir is not about theft or robbery. It is Lekvoid HaMikdash. Ein Oidoim Epalten and Shiyesh Olav Shoimrim, Epalten and Shiyesh Olav Shoimrim. And the Sefer HaChinuch, as in most occasions, most places, follows in the footsteps of the Rambam, and he writes the same in Mitzvah Shin Peches. And the Ramban al HaTorah, the same. Shmir is HaMikdash is about Kvoid HaMikdash. However, Rashi al HaTorah writes, Shmiras HaMikdash is to keep away the Zorim that are not entitled and that are prohibited from going into the Beis HaMikdash just to keep them out. That is what Rashi says. That's what the Gros says at the beginning of Masechet Tamid. And the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, different than Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Chov Beis, or Yad HaChazok or Mishneh Torah, Perek Chetz that we just quoted, the Rambam Chelek Gimel of Moreh Nevuchim in Perek Mem Hei, as I explained many times, Chelek Gimel of Moreh Nevuchim deals entirely with Tamei HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says that Shmiras HaMikdash is about Kvoid HaMikdash, but it is also to keep people at bay, those that are not entitled to come into the Beis HaMikdash. That is Zorim, Tameim, Oinein, to keep them out and to safeguard them from the danger of punishment for coming in to the Beis Hamikdash. When we learn Pashtas HaMikrois in Parshas Korach, Bnei Yisrael came to Moshe and they plead Tamnu Legvoya, Kola Korev, Korev Yumas, and then we got the mitzvah of Shmias Amigdosh, Pshuto Shal Mikro is to keep people out. So the Rambam says, Loi mepached oyev o listim. Yes, obviously, it's not because of theft or robbery. Nobody thought it is because of theft, but rather to keep people out. And the Rambam doesn't even bring that as a have a minute. The Rambam writes, Loi mepached oyev o listim. But only lekvoid amigdosh shein anoy mepalten shesh olei shoymrim lepalten shein olei shoymrim. One might argue shnei dinim b'shmiras amigdosh, and maybe that is the difference between the mitzvah that we find in Parshas Bamidbar and the other time around in Parshas Korach. Maybe in Parshas Bamidbar the mitzvah was to keep everyone out, everyone that should not be inside, to keep them out. But after the machlokes of Korach and Eidosoi, and Bnei Yisrael felt it is out of lack of respect and reverence to Shevet HaKoyanim that Korach had the chutzpah and the guts to lekro tagar al Moshe ve'al Aharon al Beis HaMikdosh, so they felt we have to do more to elevate the Koyanim and their glory. Maybe those are the two different mitzvahs. One could argue maybe the other way around. Maybe in Parshas Bamidbar it was about kavod, and Dafkan Parshas Korach it was to keep everyone out that should not be inside. Maybe that is the difference between Koyanim and Leviim. The Koyanim, they are responsible for Avodas HaMikdash. Who is entitled to do the Avodah and who is not entitled to do so? And that's the mitzvah of Shmias HaMikdash that rests upon the Koyanim. The Leviim are more in charge of the bias, of the maintenance, of the covet, of the glory. They have nothing to do directly with the Avodah. So maybe their mitzvah is for the covet and the glory of the Beis HaMikdash. Masechet Tumah deals with the Avodah. At the beginning of Masechet Tumah, we find only Shmias HaMikdash of the Koyanim. Masechet Midos deals with the actual Beis HaMikdash, the measurements, the structure, the building. And that is where we first find the mitzvah of Shmias HaMikdash upon the Leviim. So maybe that is the chalukah between Koyanim and Leviim. But when we learn where the Koyanim were Meshamrim and where the Leviim were Meshamrim, no, it doesn't stick. According to this explanation, the Koyanim should be Meshamrim the Psochim and the Leviim the Pinois. It's not the way it was in Masechet Midos. Another approach might be, in the Mishkan, the duty of Shmias HaMikdash was to keep everyone out. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no need for that. First of all, Balailo, Adal Seis Nin Olois. The doors are closed. You can't get in, Balailo. And the Rambam writes, Shmira Zu Mitzvosa Kol Alayla. If the mitzvah is Balailo, so in the Mishkan there were no doors. In the Mishkan there were no Shorim. So maybe Mitzvah Sashmira in the Mishkan was to keep everyone out. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no need for that. By day, who isn't authorized couldn't get in. You know, there was a lot of commotion going on all day. Balaila, she'orim ninolois. You can't get in. So maybe the mitzvah ledoiros is kvoid habayis. Because ledoiros, that is the Beis HaElohim. That is the Beis HaMikdash in its full glory. However, the Mishkan didn't have the majesty that the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim had. So Shmiras HaMikdash in the Midbar, in the Mishkan, was Shelo Yekon Ezar. And that would explain the Ksuvim in Parshas Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra was what actually happened by Machlokes Korach. So the mitzvah in the Mishkan is to keep everyone out, those that are not entitled to be inside. But in Beis HaElohim, the mitzvah was Mishum Kvod HaBayis. So from the three different approaches or suggestions, one, differentiating between two mitzvahs, Shnei Dinim, Parshas Bamidbar Lechud and Parshas Korach Lechud. Maybe mitzvahs HaKoyanim Lechud and mitzvahs HaLeviim Lechud. No, not reasonable. However, the third approach would make a lot of sense, Lanius Daiti. The mitzvah in the Mishkan was Shelo Yekon Ezar, Kepashas Aksuvim Beparshas Korach. But the mitzvah ledoira yisraelam in the Beis HaMikdash is for the glory and the majesty of the Beis HaMikdash. Ein oidoim epaltanin sheleish oleyo shoymrim, lepaltanin she'ein oleyo shoymrim. So the Lashon of the Rambam, going back once again to Perek Ches of Hilchis Beis HaBchira, that is the Perek which starts off with the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash. Shmiras HaMikdash mitzvah saseh v'yachol pi she'en sham pachet ma'oye v'lo melistim she'en shmiros ele kavoid loy. Ein adoy mepalter en she'esh olav shomer lepalter en she'elav shomer. Shmiras u mitzvos ha'kol ha'layla. Seems obvious and evident from the Lashon of the Rambam that the mitzvah shmir is belayla velo biyom. We find that in the Ramban al Torah, and once again, Sefer HaChinuch, as always, following in the footsteps of the Rambam, the mitzvah shmir is kol halayla. And the Minchas Chinuch wonders, where did they take that from? How do we know? In both sources of Shmir Samigdash and Parshas Bamidbar, once again in Parshas Koirach, it seems to be the mitzvah is Kol Hayom V'Kol HaLayla. And one of the Rishonim, HaMaseches Tomid, and we don't know which one of the Rishonim that is, but the Mefarash HaMaseches Tomid says, B'Yom U'V'Layla. So why does the Rambam say Mitzvos HaKol HaLayla? Some argue the Rambam means to say not only by day, it's the Ravusa, even B'Layla. Because if it's the Kvoida bias, maybe Belaila, there's nothing going on, the doors are shut. So the Rambam means Kol HaLayla, not only, but as well. No, but anybody that's familiar with the Lashon of the Rambam, no, it seems to be very clear. The Rambam writes, Mitzvos HaKol HaLayla, Mitzvos HaKol HaLayla, and it means to exempt and exclude Yoim. The Rash, at the beginning of Masechet Tomid, and the Rosh, similar to the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ramban, the Rosh also says that the mitzvah is lekvoid habayis shelo yasichu da'at heimeno. So that would explain the Rambam. By day, there's nothing contrary to hesech hada'as than avoidus amigdos. From early in the morning till the shkia, there was a lot going on. From Truma Sedation in the morning, Tomit Shel Shachar, Ketores Shel Shachar, Hatoves Haneres Vahadloka, many karbonas throughout the day, and Nedorim V'Nedores, culminating with Tomit Shel Beinu Arbayim, and however, there are no avoides Belaila. It is only Avorim V'Pidorim that were left over, that are put on the Mizbech, but there's nothing going on by night, and the doors are closed. Shelo yasichu da'at, that is kvoid amigdosh, as we learn in the Rosh. And that is why there was no need for shoymrim, only balayla. So the Rambam l'shitosoi, when the Rambam writes, the shoymrim didn't have any specific task or duty, it is only l'kvoid abayis. And the Rosh adds on, kvoid abayis, shelo yasichu da'at mimeno, that is why the mitzvah of shmir is balayla, velo biyom. However, it still is a chiddush. And one might wonder or argue, yes, there's a lot going on throughout the day, but still, ein oidoy mepalten shaleish oleyu shoymrim, lepalten she'ein oleyu shoymrim. So the Rambam, yes, it is a chiddush when the Rambam maintains that it's kol halayla, and the mishmos is excluding biyoim. Biyoim, there is no need for shoymrei hamigdosh. So we very well understand the Mefarish and those Rishonim that say B'yoyim uvelayla, there is a mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash. Who were Shoymrei HaMikdash? So the Mishnah says Haroivim hoyu mishamrim. The Rosh, the Ravid, the Rishonim on the spot explain Pirchei Kehino, Ktanim, that are not yet bar mitzvah. And the Mishnah HaMelech asks, this is a mitzvah saseh. So how do we perform a mitzvah saseh with ketanim that aren't bar chiyuv, if they're not bar mitzvah, and their entire esek bar mitzvah is only mitzad mitzvah chinuch? So how are we yoytze a mitzvah with ketanim that aren't bar chiyuv in any of mitzvah satoyah? So that is the question of the Mishnah Lamelech. But I think the Mishnah Lamelech touched upon a very basic and fundamental yesod in Torah. In a way, this brings us back to the discussion that we had in last week's Shia. In the Shia last week, we dealt with Choyves HaYochid B'mitzvah Sha'al HaTzibur. So maybe it's broadened the scope of this discussion. To the best of my memory, last week I dealt with two related topics. Choyves HaYochid B'mitzvah Sha'al HaTzibur, Choyves HaYochid B'mitzvah Sha'al HaShutvim. So today, let's touch upon a very fundamental question. Choyves HaYochid B'mitzvah Sha'al HaShutvim. Not necessarily shutvim in the classical sense, but rather any mitzvah that is mutl al hachavura, on a group, on a collective group of people. So mitzvah shmiras amigdash is on hakoyanim v'halevim. What is the essence of this mitzvah? And I feel that every mitzvah that rests upon a group of people is not a choyves gavra, because the essence of the mitzvah is you are all responsible collectively for shmiras hamikdash. But there is no mitzvah upon ploini or almoini to actually fulfill this duty. They are all responsible that some of them do the job. Bechiyai Gavna, you could perform the mitzvah even al yedei ketanim. So whenever I speak about the abstract concepts, I always prefer to giving examples. And when you hear one, two, three examples, hadvorim misyashvim al aleiv. Achilles kotshim is a mitzvah sasei. A mitzvah sasei diuraiser. And nevertheless, it's a sugya mefureshes in Zvochim Tzadik Tesu Medalef that Ktanim are entitled to partake in Achilles Kotshim. So Ktanim can do the Avoida, but they could eat Kotshim because after all, they're part of Shevet HaKoyanim and you could feed Ktanim Kotshim. Now it's a mitzvah to say of Achilles Kotshim, and the mitzvah includes all of the Boser HaZevach and all the Menachas. So how do we perform the mitzvah of Achilles Kotshim al yedei ketanim? That is the same question the Mishnah Melech asks. How do we perform the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash al yedei ketanim? And I want to go a step further. The Gemara says in Chulin, Chav Dara Domed Aleph, that ketanim cannot be part of a Kroves HaKorm. The Avoides HaKorm, Shchita, Kabbalah, Hoylocha, Zrike, must be performed al yedei gedolim and not al yedei ketanim. Maika mashmalon, what's the revusa? We are dealing with clear mitzvahs asay, and ketanim aren't barei chiyuv. So why do we need a special drasha that ketanim cannot take part in avoides hakorbanos? So the answer on all three of these questions is the same. A kotten is not a berchiyuve. A kotten cannot be moitzi acherim yedei chayvosan. But that is only when there is a chiyuv upon the individual. And the individual has to be yoitzi yedei chayvosan. But when a mitzvah rests upon a group of people, and Reuven, Shimon, Levi, or Yehuda have no personal chiyuv to perform the mitzvah, they are just part of a group. And some of them, they're all responsible that some of them actually do their duty. B'chiyai Gavna, we could perform the mitzvah even al yedei ketanim. And the one that actually does do the mitzvah doesn't need to be a bar chiyuv because he's not fulfilling his chiyuv. He doesn't have a chiyuv. He is one of a group. And therefore, if there's not a posek to disqualify him, as the case is legabe akroves akorbanos, then he could be part of the group performing the mitzvah. But he's a kotan and he can be moitzi others yedei chavoson. He doesn't need to be moitzi anyone yedei chavoson because none of them has a chiyuv. They're all mechuyev that one of them should actually do the job. But there is no personal chiyuv upon the individual. And in that case, ktanim could actually be mekayim the mitzvah. And that is the reason a kotan is entitled to partake in achilas kotshim, even though achilas kotshim is a mitzvah. That is the reason, if we wouldn't have a drosh in chulin daf chov dalet that a kotan is posel v'akrovis karbonis, we would have ketanim take part in avodas hakarbonis. And that is precisely why ketanim are entitled to be part of shmiras hamikdash. Because the common denominator between these three mitzvahs, achilas kotshim, Akrovas Karbonis, and Shemiras HaMikdash, it is a mitzvah which is incumbent on a collective group of people, not on the individual. Are there other mitzvahs of this nature? Because all three mitzvahs we discussed are Dinei HaKodesh VaMikdash, whether it's Akrovas Karbonis or Achilas Kotshim, or Shemiras HaMikdash. Do we find a similar concept elsewhere? We do. And I think that is exactly the definition, the Hagdorah, of mitzvahs Chanukah, ner, ish, ubeisoy. Meikar adin, ner, ish, ubeisoy. It is only the Mahadrin that their meaning is ner lakol echod v'yechod. How do we define the concept of ner, ish, ubeisoy? I do not remember what we discussed last Chanukah. Well, might be likely that we discussed this concept. I don't recall, because there are many sugis in Chanukah that I have dealt with. But how do we define the concept of mitzvahs Chanukah nerish ubeisoy? Is it a choyves ayochid, and one is moitzi all the others? How? Is it shlichus? Nowhere do we find that there is a need for minui. Nowhere do we find that they have to appoint him as their agent or their shaliach. They don't have to be aware that he is the one lighting the necht. If they came home and they become aware that their brother or a member of the family lit ner Chanukah, then they're poto. So it's not shlichus. What is it if not shlichus? I think it's the same concept. They are all responsible that one of them, one of the many, one amongst them, lights the Ner Chanukah in this home, al Pesach HaBayis Mebechutz. It is not a chiyuv that rests upon the individual. It rests upon the household. Ishu Beisoy doesn't mean the house, doesn't mean the structure, doesn't mean the apartment. It's a collective group of people. It is the household. Eis Yankov Ish Ubeisoy Bo'u. That is where we find the concept of Ish Ubeisoy B'Ksuvim, B'Kizve HaKodesh. That is what Chazal mean, Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ish Ubeisoy. It is not a mitzvah which rests upon the individual. And therefore, the one that lights the candles doesn't need kavana to patter his brothers and sisters, other members of the family. And they don't need kavana to be Yoitza Al Yodoy. They are all mechuyev that one of them is madlik ner Chanukah al Pesach Abay. And it is similar to koyanei hamishmor that bear responsibility for Shmiras HaMikdash, for Akrovas Karbonis, and for Achilas Kotshim. And that is why there is an opinion, a daya brought in the Shulchan Aruch, that kotel shegiya lachinuch could be madlik ner Chanukah, and all the others are poto. If he would need to be moitzi them yedei chayvoson, kotin shegiya lachinuch, is only chayv derabonon. How could he be moitzi others yedei chayvoson? He can't be moitzi others yedei chayvoson by berchas hamozon or berchas hatoyer or krishma or tefillah or any other mitzvah. Because v'ner Chanukah, he doesn't need to be moitzi others yedei chayvoson. So why do we need a kotin shegiya lachinuch? And what about a kotin shelogiya lachinuch? Kotin shelogiya lachinuch cannot light a ner Chanukah. It wouldn't be defined as ner Chanukah because he doesn't have das. It's a ner, but it wouldn't be defined as ner Chanukah. But as long as he is a kotan shegiya lachinuch, even though he's not a bar chiyuva, but it's a ner Chanukah. And because this is a mitzvah which rests upon the group and not the individual, there is no kpeida that the one that actually performs the mitzvah should be a bar chiyuv. What? Well, many halachos of Ner Shabbos, as you probably know, we learn from Ner Chanukah. Madlikin olav bebeisa is a concept by Ner Shabbos. We learn from Ner Chanukah. I think the same rule will apply to Ner Shabbos as well. I don't remember a source, but I think so. Another example would be Milas Abay. When there is no father, and the mitzvah rests upon Kol Yisroel. And many times I already mentioned, the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Choftes, that the mitzvah of Milas Aben, first and foremost, first it rests upon the father. He goes over to Beis Din. Ktsoisa Choshen, as the Meshim Pei Beis, writes that a cotton is kosher to Milas Aben. The Gemara by the Zorach of Ches, we learn that a non-Jew is excluded from the mitzvah of Milas Aben, and his mila isn't kusha. But the Ksoisa argues a cotton could perform the mitzvah. If there is a father, then we need the concept of shlichus, because the way the father performs his individual personal mitzvah is only because shlichus shel adam kamoisa, and a cotton is not a bar shlichus. But if there is no father, then the mitzvah rests upon everyone, so we could perform the mitzvah even with the cotton, because he doesn't have to be a shliach. Why doesn't he have to be a shliach? Because who is the mishaleach? There is no one individual who has to be yotze yedei chayvosei. So the only way to understand the ktsois is with the same fundamental principle which I try to explore and define. When a mitzvah rests upon a group and not upon the individual, none of them has to be yoytzi yedei chayvosa. Kulam ki'achad yatzu yedei chavotan kasher mi mehem oseh et ha-mitzvah befoal. And in that case, the mitzvah could be performed even al yedei ktanim. And that is the common denominator between achilas kochim, akrovas karbonis, shmiras amidosh, miras aben kishein av, and, as I explained, the same would refer to Ner Chanuk. So Reb Loza Moshe Pinsker, who was one of the greatest gedolim in Lithuania, Reb Loza Moshe Horovitz, he was the Rav in Pinsk, Shas Achuvas Oyel Moshe, and Yas Agos in Shas Vilna, Psochim Peches, when there's a machloikis in the Gemara, Sela by Sovis Diuraisa, Sela by Sovis Lav Diuraisa, whether Ktanim are Machuyev and Korban Pesach, everybody agrees that Ktanim are entitled to eat Korban Pesach. The question is whether the father Menatoyra has to give his children Korban Pesach. So Reb Loza Moshe Pinsky asked the same question. But Achilles Pesach is a mitzvah say. How could we give Ktanim to take part of Achilles Psochim if they aren't Bar Echiyuv? And I wonder, he was a phenomenal Gadol. Didn't he remember that the Gemara in Sevochim Tzadik Tes says the same regarding all the Kochim? And Achilles Kochim is always a mitzvah. Achilles Kochim is a mitzvah which is incumbent upon the Koyanim, if it's Kochi Kudishim. If it's Kudishim Kalim, it's upon the Balim. Pesach is upon Kol Yisroel, but Achilas Kodeshim is always a mitzvah, whether it's Kodesh Kodeshim, it's Kodeshim Kalam, whether it's Kodesh Pesach, whether it's the Menachas, and Ktanim are entitled to eat all forms of Kodeshim. Pesach is no exception, and the principle is the same. So maybe what troubles Reb Loza Moshe Pinsker, but Pesach is different, because Pesach is incumbent upon Kol Yochid V'Yochid Mi Yisroel. That is true. But the person is miyotzi yedei chayves aprat with achiles kezayis. Finishing off the Pesach is just like any other coach. The chiyuv which rests upon akarkavta de gavra, upon each and every individual, is achiles kezayis men haPesach. But eating the entirety of besara Pesach is similar to any other zevach or mincha. That is a mitzvah which rests upon kol b'nei hachavura of the korban Pesach, kol ha-menuim, kol mi shenimno ala Pesach, and therefore ktanim are part of the group, and ktanim could be part of that mitzvah. So this is a big yesod, which to me is clear in many different sugyas. We mentioned 6 sugyas. So it's a pella to me that some achrayim weren't aware of this broad spectrum of sources, like the Mishnah Melech that wonders, how could we be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shemiyas HaMikdash, which is a mitzvah of Seishel Torah, al yedei ketan. The Avnei Nezer, mitzvah Siman Tov Memtes, in Shulchan Aruch Yoredei, Avnei Nezer Yoredei Siman Tov Memtes, deals with a question nobody else dealt with. Is there a mitzvah of Shemiyas HaMikdash bizman hazeh? There is Kedusha Samigdash Bismanaze. Would there be a mitzvah of Shmir Samigdash Bismanaze? And the Avnei Nezer argues it depends how we define the mitzvah of Shmir Samigdash. What is their job? What is their duty? What is Shmir Samigdash all about? So you have the Avnei Nezer says, if it's to see that nobody steals clay Migdash, nobody takes anything out, then Bismanaze, there's no mitzvah. Nothing going on there. Or to our dismay, there's a lot of things going on there, but shualim hilchuba. So if it's all about keeping an eye on clay hamikdash, there's no mitzvah bizman hazeh. But if the mitzvah is to keep zar out, that zorim shouldn't go in, there would be a mitzvah bizman hazeh as well. So that is essentially what the Avnei Nezer deals with. And I wonder, wasn't he aware of the Rambam? When the Rambam writes, Lo mepached oyev velo mepached listem ele lekvoid hamikdash, ein edoy mepalten sheyesh aleihu shomrim, mepalten en shein aleihu shomrim. So it has nothing to do either with theft, or nor with keeping people at bay. They shouldn't go in. It is only lekvoid hamikdash. I would guess the Avnei Nezer was aware of the Rambam. However, taking the Rambam for granted, yes, the mitzvah is lekvoid hamikdash, as we learn in the Rambam, the Ramban and Sefer HaChinuch. But still, do they have any duty? Are they just standing there for the decoration, like the Buckingham Palace or the Tower of London? Have you ever visited those sites? You have those Englishmen with a high hat standing there and doing nothing, just having people look at them, you know, for the sake of tourism. So, did they have any job, Shomrei HaMikdash? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that according to the Rambam, no, they have no duty. Just stand there. Just stand there, and you're going to get your check at the end of the month. I think the Avnei Nezer found that unreasonable. That is a modern concept. The Avnei Nezer found that unreasonable. So my interpretation of the Avnei Nezer is, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah of Shemiyas HaMikdash is not because a lack of funds, because people might steal. Ein aniyus b'mokam ashiyus. And it is also not to keep people out. We do not find any other isur of all the isurim shebetayra that we need to put people in charge to prevent people from doing an isur. We don't find shomrim to prevent people from plowing the fields or building the houses. Or Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvah sasei, he gave us mitzvah lo sasei. And everybody is responsible for his own conduct. We don't find anywhere that there is a mitzvah of shmira to keep people in, to keep people out. There is no shmira at the airports in Eretz Yisrael to keep people out, because there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so to keep people from leaving the land. Where do we find a mitzvah that we have to put shomrim to prevent people from from being over on Dinei HaTorah. So the Rambam says that is Mishum Kvoid HaMikdash. But Mishum Kvoid HaMikdash, they have to keep Zar out and Tomei out. Not because they shouldn't be over Averis, but that is Kvoid HaMikdash. So the interpretation of the Avnei Nezer was, it is Mishum Kvoid HaMikdash. It is not to save them from Averis. Nowhere do we find by any other Aveda that we have to appoint people to prevent others from doing Avedas. Everyone is in charge and everyone is responsible on his own. You learn the Mitzvah Satoira and you conduct your affairs and you act accordingly. So the Rama says, that is Mishum Shmias HaMikdash, Mishum Kvoid HaMikdash. But Mishum Kvoid HaMikdash, they have a duty to perform. And that duty would either be to prevent theft or to prevent those that are prohibited from coming into the Beis Mikdash, keeping them out. So the reason we have the mitzvah of Shemiras HaMikdash is Mishum Kvoid HaBayis, that doesn't mean that they have no duty to perform, that they have no job to do. And the Avnei Nezer is specific, what is that job? So that would be my understanding of the Avnei Nezer. Contrary to the understanding of the Minchas Chinuch understands that according to the Rambam, they really have no duty to perform. They just stand there, Mishum Kvoid HaMikdash. So I think the Avnei Nezer would find that approach very unreasonable. And that is why the Avnei Nezer deals with the question, so what is their duty? If it is to safeguard that nobody steals Klei HaMikdash, then Bizman HaZeh there is no mitzvah. However, if it is to keep out those that are prohibited from coming in, then there would be a mitzvah b'zman hazeh. Having said what I said, I don't think the Avnei Nezer is right. And to me, it is clear that this b'zman hazeh, there is no mitzvah of Shemitas HaMikdash. So, I really never checked because I was never tempted to walk up to the Har HaBayis. But I think the soldiers standing out there and taking care and not letting everybody in, that's not the mitzvah of Shemiras HaMikdash. That's not what it's about. And to me, it is clear that Bizman HaZeh there is no mitzvah of Shemiras HaMikdash. Because if the Rambam defines the mitzvah of Shemiras HaMikdash, Einoy doim apalten en sheyesh olay ha-shoimrim, and apalten en she'ein olay ha-shoimrim, ki she'ein palten en shoimrim. The palace is not ours. We have no palace. And if we have no palace, we don't need sentinels. The Rambam writes it as the Mishum Kvoid HaMikdash Legadlu L'Raim Amoy. But there is no Beis HaMikdash. Yes, there is Mokoyim HaMikdash. But that's not the mitzvah of Shemiras HaMikdash. The mitzvah of Shemiras HaMikdash is Legadlu L'Raim Amoy. Ein oidoim apalterin sheyesh olay ha-shoimrim. Apalterin sheein olay ha-shoimrim. If there is no palterin, there is no need for shoimrim. So regardless of what the essence of the mitzvah was, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, to keep people out, or to look after the Klei HaMikdash, regardless. To me it is clear, no palterin, no shoimrim. So, this is my point not only in Svora, but a diuk medivrei Rambam. Mitzvah Chof Aleph and Mitzvah Chof Beis are both related to the Beis HaMikdash. And Sefer HaMitzvahs LeRambam. Mitzvah Chof Aleph is Moir HaMikdash. Mitzvah Chof Beis is Shmiras HaMikdash. And in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Chof Aleph, the Rambam clearly says, Mitzvah Zuno Heges Bizman HaZeh. Because the mitzvah of Moir HaMikdash has nothing to do with the palterin. It has to do with the presence of the Shechina B'makoyim HaMikdash. And therefore the Rambam writes clearly in Mitzvah Chof Aleph that this mitzvah is noeg afal pi she'ein bayis. In Mitzvah Chof Beis Shmiras HaMikdash we do not find that in the Rambam. If this mitzvah would be noeg bizman hazeh, the Rambam would say so, just as he explains the Mitzvah Chof Aleph. That is Moir HaMikdash. But a Mitzvah Chof Beis which is Shmiras HaMikdash we do not find in the Rambam she mitzvah zu noeges bizman hazeh. And to me it is clear, mitzvah zu ein en haheges bizman hazeh. And the reasoning is a very simple one. אין אידוים הפלטרן של יש אלוהי השומרים לפלטרן שאין אלוהי השומרים. When there is no פלטרן, there is no need for שומרים. Precisely because the mitzvah is משום כבוד הבית. But even today, a Zohar is not entitled to go on to the Mokom HaMikdash. Yes, but he's responsible for himself. Because essentially, yes, in days of yore, כשהבית עומד על תילוי, כשהבית עומד בתפארתוי, that was the job of שומרי המקדש. But essentially, it was not to keep people from being עובר עבירה, it was משום כבוד הבית. וכשאין בית, אין מצווה לשומרי. The mitzvah is לשמור את הבית, כשאין בית, אין מצווה של שמירת הבית. So today we dealt with the mitzvah of Parshas Shavuot, Shmiras HaMikdash, but once again we broadened the scope of our discussion not only to the specifics of this mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash, but one of the fundamental yesodis in Dinei HaMitzvahs and Hagdoras HaMitzvahs. Every mitzvah which rests upon a group and it is not a chiyuv upon the individual, there is no kpeda at all whether the mitzvah is actually performed al yidei gedoilim shem barei chiyuv or al yidei ktanim she'einam barei chiyuv, as I pointed out from six different sources in Shas. Three of them, or four of them, Dinei HaKodesh v'Hamikdash, Achilas Kodshim, Hakrovas Karbonos, Shmiras HaMikdash, and Achilas HaPesach, and then Mitzvahs Chanukah and Mitzvahs Mila, K'she'ein Av Shemuteret al HaBeizin. By all these mitzvahs we see the din ktanim ki din gedoilim ve'ein b'zek beid. So as I said, last week we closed Sefer Vayikra, which is defined by Chazal Toiras HaKoyanim. Parshas Bamudbo is Chumash HaPekudim, but in a way it is Toiras HaLeviim. And the mitzvah of Avodas HaLeviim is in this week's parsha. So many opportunities, I say, every Jewish home could be and should be a Mikdash Mat. And I spoke this many opportunities at Shiurim, and many times I discussed this concept at Simchas, whether it's Sheva Brochas. So every Jew, every Jewish home could be a Mikdash Mat. Ish v'shishu shezochu shechina shruya b'neim. And how does one bring the Shechina into his own personal home? So many times I say, judging by a source of Shechina and Beis HaMikdash, the essence of Avodas Kahanim centers around the three basic clay Mikdash. All the others were only supplementary. And the three fundamental Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash were Menorah, Mizbeach, and Shulchan. And that is the entirety of Avodas Beis HaMikdash. Atoves aneres v'adlokas shebechol yoyim v'yoyim. Tomet shel shachar, tomet shel beinu arba'im shebechol yoyim v'yoyim. Lechem aponim on the shulchan, dvar shabbos b'shabbatoy. All the other kelim are only supplementary. And these three kelim are keneged Torah, Avoda u'gemilos chasod. So that is Avodas HaKoyanim. What is Avodas HaLeviim? That is part of the routine of Beis HaMikdash. And Beis HaMikdash, we have not only Koyanim, we have Leviim as well. So how would we understand the Pnimius of Avodas HaLeviim? And what is it that we have to learn from them? Because the proper function and the routine of the Beis HaMikdash involves not only Koyanim, but Leviim as well. They were part of the package. So what is Avodas HaLeviim? Primarily, HaShoyarim v'HaMishoyrenim. They were the ones to say Shir HaLakorim. They were the Klezmerim. They sang and they played, and they were the Mishoyrenim, and they were also the Shoyarim, responsible for opening and closing Shaarei HaMikdash. So my feeling is every Jewish home needs not only Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, Every Jewish home needs shoharim to know when to open and when to close, who comes in and who comes out. What do we let into our homes and what do we try to keep at bay? And the Meshorer. Because Simcha is an essential part of a Jewish home. And this is so important, I can never stress it enough. The happiest home on the face of earth should be the home of a Ben Torah. And that is so essential to the chinuch of our children. So it is not only the Kayanim from whose avoda we have much to learn. Mizbeach, Menorah, Shulchan, Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chosodim. But the Avodah Shel Aviyim is of equal importance. And the Avodah Shel Aviyim is twofold. They're responsible for the Shorim. And that is a basic in every Jewish home. How important it is to really be diligent and careful and vigilant what comes in and what stays out. This was always true, even more so in our day and age when technology is so advanced and everything is so accessible. We need a lot of rachamei shemayim with our kids, with our children. And we need to be very careful and very vigilant with the shayarim. So, yes, we need shayarim. But we cannot rely only on walls and moats, because history proved that when people feel locked in, they will always find a way out. So walls could be scaled, walls could be tunneled under, walls could be destroyed. The only way to keep people within the walls is to make them happy where they are. And that is the other pan, the other ponav of Avodah Shel Aviyim. They were not only the shayarim, they were the mishayarim. And that was the simcha of Avodah Shel Hamikdash. And every korban simcha is korav b'shira. So those are the two basics of Avodah Shel Aviyim. Hem ayu ha-shoyarim v'ha-mishoyarim. And their avoda is of equal importance to avodas ha-koyanim. So avodas ha-koyanim symbolizes Torah, avoda, and gemilas chasonim. And that is the essence of avodas ha-odam. But those are supplemented by avodas ha-leviyim. And they were the shoyarim and the mishoyarim. And to the shleimus of a Jewish home, we need Kohenim and we need Leviim. We need the Teichen, the pnimius of the Teichen of a Jewish home, which is Torah, Avodah, and Chesed. But we also have a lot to learn from Avodah Shel Aviyim. They were the Shoharim, and they were the Mishoharim. Reb Chaim Vital quotes, and the Haredim quotes the same, that the Ari HaKodesh said that all the Madregis that he was Zoicha, was only al yedei simcha shel mitzvah. Simcha shel Torah and simcha shel mitzvah. And many times I said, in Berachas HaTorah, we have three brachas. The first is defined as Berachas HaMitzvah. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu. Hama'ule sheba brachas, the most important of the three brachas, is Berachas HaShevach, asher bochobonu m'kol ha'amim. But then there is a bracha between the two. And when the Gemara says twice in Shas, Bava Metzia Pehei and Adoram Peyalaf, Almov the Horetz, Doveze Nishalach Achomim, Lenaviyam, Lamalachi, Ashores, Velo Pirshuho, Acha Kodesh Bohu Piresh Alozva, Mesterosi, Shalai Bohu, Betoirot Hilo. The Degel Machne Ephraim, I'm just curious, does anybody here know who the Degel Machne Ephraim was? I'd be very disappointed if no one knows. Yeah, go on. Right. Oh, so we're lucky to have you here. I think somebody here also said Nechet Shel Abal Shem. So the Degel Machne Ephraim was not only an Einikel, but one of the great disciples of the Baal Shem Tov, and he writes, Shomati Memori Zikaini. When Chazal say, Shalei Bochu B'Toyre Tchilo, they did not say, Vaharevno. And the Degel writes, וזה פלא. And לכאורה, it is a pillar. How did the Baal Shem Tov know that the problem was that they didn't say V'harevno? That is the bracha of lesser importance. The first bracha is more important. The last bracha definitely is more essential. The middle bracha is a bracha smucha l'chavarto. So why did the Baal Shem Tov say the problem was they didn't say V'harevno? So the Degel writes it's a pella. So let me give you my interpretation and my understanding what the Baal Shem Tov meant. There's a great question which everyone asks. Not only the Darshonim, the Poiskim as well. The Turei Zohar and the Bach and Simen Mem Zayin and Shechon Ocho Rechaim. Simen Mem Zayin is the Simen dealing with Berachas HaTorah. So the Nedorim Pei Aleph and above Metzia, the Gemara says, what brought Chorban Beis HaMikdash? And this posuk refers to Chorban Bayis Rishon. Alozva Mesterosi. Shalei Bochu B'Torah Tchila. They didn't say Berachas HaTorah. But the Gemara says in Yom Edav Tes and Bavli and in Yom Edav Vov and Yerushalmi that the Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of Gili Arayis, Shvichas Domem and Avodah Zorah. Gimel Avodas Chamurah Shebetorah. So how does the Gemara in Nedorim and above Metzia say because they didn't say Berachas HaTorah? And the Gemara in Nedorim above Metzia says, "Dovezai nishal chachomim lenaviim lamalach hashos v'loy pirshuah." But it was all about Avodah Zorah, Shvichas Domem, and Gili Arayis. So my interpretation is this: everybody knew what brought about Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Ovdei Avodah Zorah, Shvichas Domem, and Megale Arayis—they were everywhere. They were. It was obvious. Those weren't yechidim, individuals. But the big question was, how could this be? How could it be Jewish shoif chedomim? Ayida shoif chedomim? Zer Avrom Yitzchak v'Yankov? How did this terrible tragedy befall us? How did this happen? Nobody would believe that Ayid could be Megalei Arayis, shoif chedomim, Ovdei Avodah Zorah. How did this come to be? That was the big question that nobody could answer. Till HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Alozma Mesterosi Sholei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilo. Comes along the Baal Shem Tov and says, so, they didn't say Berachas HaTorah. So what? Zog the Baal Shem Tov, they didn't say V'harevno. And if you have no Simchas HaTorah in your home, you cannot expect your children to follow in your footsteps. And that is how the children went astray. Because when children grow up in a home and they see happiness and they see Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaMitzvah, we could fairly assume that they will try to follow in our footsteps and be part of that great Simcha. But they did not say V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Terosko V'fino. So that was what the Baal Shem Tov said. The problem wasn't Asha Bochobono. The problem wasn't Asha Kedishono B'mitzvayisav. The problem was V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Terosko V'fino. And while children didn't grow up witnessing and seeing the Mesikas of Torah and the Mesikas of Yiddishkeit, there was a lack of happiness of Arevus and Masikas. That is how we lost our kids. And that is how, suddenly, out of the blue, we had Shoif Chedomim, Ovdei Avodah Zorah, and Megalei Arayis, which ultimately brought about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That is my understanding, to be miyashiv the stira of the two Gemaras. And Oimek Kavanosoi of the Baal Shem Tov quoted by his great Talmud and Einakol the Degel Machne Ephraim. So that is the essence of Avodas Halevim. From the Kayanim we learn the importance of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. From the Levim we learn the importance. Whatever you do with Shiro and with Zimra and with happiness and with gratitude, and let your children witness that happiness and try to be part of it. So that is the combination of Avodas HaKoyanim and Avodas HaLeviim and the Mikdash Ma'at, which is each and every Jewish home. We should have nachas from all our children, and our children should follow in our footsteps and avoid this HaKodesh and Torah and avoid and Gemilas Chasodim. So we are approaching Yom Kabbalah HaTorah, and this is one of the fundamentals. The Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shomayim B'Yahava, Simchas HaTorah, and Simchas HaMitzvah. We should be Zorcha B'Korah B'Yomeinu, to Yeshua Yisrael, to be us Mashiach Tzedkenu, Binyam Beis HaMikdosh, B'Mehero V'Yomeinu, Amen.